The Big Lead, top story.
I'll tell you what, I sat and watched videos today that were absolutely horrifying of what happened in Portland this weekend. And politically, Portland is very much like Seattle. In Portland, Antifa is quite the force, and they were taking over the streets of downtown Portland on Saturday. Antifa was marching because of a police shooting about a month ago of a guy named Patrick Kimmons, an African-American 26-year-old guy. He was shot and killed when Portland police responded to a call. They say they saw a muzzle fire. They found five guns in his apartment, and they shot this guy. So Antifa took over the streets of Portland. And it's unbelievable to watch as people are trying to go down the street and Antifa standing in the middle of the road saying, "No, turn right here. You can't drive straight. We've taken over the roads." Portland cops are sitting in their cars in all in eyeshot of this, and they let a mob take over the streets.
Oh, can I? Well, shut the f*** up. Search your trip.
Just go that way.
Okay, so there's a elderly man, and he wants to go straight down this road. And they're telling him, "No, you got to turn right." You hear the woman. She's kind of exasperated. "Just turn right." But the guys are physically threatening this older gentleman in the car.
"Because I told you to."
"Really?
How about that? Why do I have to turn right when I want to go straight?" And the Antifa woman says, "Because I told you to." It's really quite the sight.
"Because I told you to."
"Really?
Mm-hmm. Don't hurt
yeah,
me.
Yeah, brother.
Just go,
yeah,
please.
You little white little..."
"Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You're a little whitey, aren't you? The First Amendment. Get the down the road.
Please just..." "Keep going."
Yelling at this elderly man, "You're a whitey. You're just a whitey." These guys are white.
"Just please turn right,
please,
for Christ's sake.
Please go the direction I asked
for
you to
Jesus
go.
For Jesus Christ's sake, just
please,
turn right.
Please, you're will blocking you? Traffic and they're getting this
oh,
to
we're
you.
Blocking traffic.
You can turn. You can just turn. Just go. Just go. Just turn, please. Please just
keep
going.
Now you're going to have to wait. She's got cars coming.
What do we here? Oh, so now traffic stacked up behind this guy who wants to go straight, and the mob, with the cops watching all of this, are trying to force him to turn.
"These are KKK. KKK for North Carolina. Someone shut the f*** up so I can speak."
They're that. They're yelling at the guy to go back to North Carolina, an elderly man in Portland.
"I got traffic.
Ask me if I give a f***.
Talking to him, not you. Thank you very much."
Okay, it's horrifying to watch. And then, in another separate moment that was captured by a guy who, I'm surprised the mob didn't beat this guy up, because in a separate moment, another elderly gentleman is trying to go down this street, and the mob surrounds his car. Now, they have batons, and you can hear them hitting his car, breaking his taillights with their batons. Again, while the cops are watching all of this. Now, right here, this guy is legitimately scared for his life. There's one Antifa guy in front of his vehicle. I don't know if he's trying to open the hood. It looks like he's almost trying to lift up the front. The guy's driving a Lexus, and the car speeds straight down the road, knocked the protester, the rioter, aside. And so when he drives straight down the road, the riotous mob chases him down, and there's a car that stopped so he couldn't keep going. And so they chase this guy down. He can't keep driving because of the car that's in front of him. And again, they're hitting his car with batons.
No, 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 he needs to stay. He has to stay.
Get out of here.
Now, at this point, the guy gets out of his car. He's a silver-haired man, and thankfully, they don't hit him with the batons, but they keep hitting his car. And then you hear, get his license plate. And I watched the coverage of this on Portland TV, and it's unbelievable. They said, police say that nobody has come forward to press charges against the driver for driving down a road, and some guy jumped in front of his car. So this is what's happening in the most leftist of cities up and down the West Coast. We're seeing this here in Seattle. We're seeing it in Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, where we've got the drug crisis. We've got mobs, riotous mobs, taking over the city streets. And police are depolicing. And I got a bunch of cop friends who said, yes, obviously Seattle police are depolicing. Portland, they were doing nothing while this riotous mob was smashing the cars. The guy said after he got away from the mob, he called the police. He filed a report. They did more than $3,000 worth of damage. They smashed one of his windows as he was driving off. It's an incredible scene. And it is the sad result of when cities have decided to depolice and let the mobs take over the streets. And it's getting really dangerous. It's getting really dangerous and really scary. The Portland mayor should be impeached yesterday. The police chief should be gone. One of the TV stations interviewed the police chief. And he said, well, if our cops had intervened, it might have escalated the violence, or maybe the mob would have turned on our cops and it would have been an unsafe situation, because supposedly the group was out there to protest a police shooting. So that's where we are. We're watching innocent citizens have their property destroyed by these depolicing cities, here in the Northwest at least. Incredible. It's absolutely incredible to watch. And as I said, just very disturbing to see in those two videos, these elderly or older, I don't want to call them elderly, but a couple of elderly, I guess I did want to call them that, guys getting their cars smashed by rioters. Got to get our cities back.